Das kann so sagen, nicht machen, kannst du schlagen, wenn wir hören, sagen, noch ist auf Tess. Sagt nochmal, the Pasuk says, Shlomo made menorahs of Michloi's gold. Rav Ami said that it finished up all the best quality gold that Shlomo had because it was refined over and over. Like Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav said, Shlomo made 10 menorahs. Each one was made with 1,000 kikars of gold, which was then put into the kiln 1,000 times, with the result that he was left with each menorah of being one kikar of a very much refined gold. In fact, the Pasuk can tell of the vast amount of gold that Shlomo had. So how can we say that it finished up his gold? Mar said it finished up this highly refined gold that he had, but not the other gold. That tells of how they once put a menorah into the kiln 80 times and only lost a very small amount of weight. Hakash Shlomo's menorahs have gone from 1,000 kikars to 1 kikar. If it's where the Brisa is discussing, was already at a very refined state, and at which point it didn't lose much weight anymore, even though you put it back into the kiln. Zogmar Viter. The Shmuel Melech Meinin, the Rabbi Anderson said, the Pasuk of Al HaMenorah HaTohira teaches that the work of the menorah came down from Shemayim. If so, when the Pasuk says the Shulchan also was Al HaShulchan HaTor, maybe we should say the same thing. Rather, over there we say it means that the Shulchan can become Tomei. Maybe we should say the same thing about the Pasuk over here regarding the menorah is teaching the same thing, that the menorah can become Tomei. And from where the Pasuk needs to teach that the Shulchan could become Tomei, because we would think that it's a wooden table that's meant not to be moved, and therefore it should not become Tomei. The reason it becomes Tomei is because it was lifted on Yom Tif to show all the Yidin the Nes, the Lechem upon him, how it remained warm from week to week, to show how beloved that we Yidin are by Hashem. However, regarding the menorah, there's no need to teach it to teach it become Tomei. It's a metal keli, so it certainly can become Tomei. Rather, the Pasuk must be teaching that it came down from Shemayim. Abraita says, Rabbi Yosi, son of Yehuda, said, an Aron of fire, a Shulchan of fire, and a Menorah of fire all came down from Shemayim. And Moshe saw them and then made the Kalim that they looked exactly how they looked in the fire that was shown to him. Rechib Rab, and then Rabbi Yechon said, I got real dressed like a tradesman and showed Moshe how to make the Menorah. The Pasuk says, V'zeh Masei Menorah. Rabbi Shmuel told Abraita that there were three things that were difficult for Moshe to understand until Hashem showed them to him. The Menorah, like the Pasuk says, V'zeh. The moon of Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh, and Shratzim, like the Pasuk says, V'zeh Lochem HaTomei. Some also say, the Halachas of Shechita, like the Pasuk says, V'zeh Asher Tase Al HaMizbech. The Mishnah said, Shteich Parshir Shebe Mezuzah V'chulu. In fact, the Mishnah said that even one letter missing is essential. That seems obvious. And the Mishnah, the name Rav said, this teaches that if even the point of the Yud is missing, the tag of the Yud, it's ready, the kites of the Yud, it's possible. Rather, Zakh Gemara teaches the other ruling of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, that each letter has to be surrounded on all four sides by clear parchment, meaning it can't be connected to another letter. Zakh Gemara Vaita Ashion Bar Nidbach said, if there's a hole in the inner part of a hay, it's still kosher, but if there's a hole in the leg of the hay, it's possible. Rabbi Zeir said, the Rahun explained to him, if there's a hole in the inner part of the hay, it's kosher, but if there's a hole in the leg of the hay, so if enough remains for the size of the smallest letter, meaning a yud, it's kosher. If not, it's possible. Agra, the father-in-law of Rav Abba, had a situation like this with the hay in his filling. Rav Abba paskened for him like Rahuna said. Rav Zeir paskened in practice for a vav that was partially cut off that it should be given to an average child to read. If he reads like a vav, it's kosher. If not, it's possible. Zokmar Vaita, the name of Rav said, and Moshe went up to Shemayim, we saw Hashem putting the crowns onto the letters in the Torah. Moshe said, why are you waiting to give the Torah until you finish with the crowns? Well, you can give without the crowns. Hashem said, there will be a person many generations from now whose name is Akiv ben Yosef, who will darshan many halachas from each of these crowns. Moshe asked to see this Akiv ben Yosef. Hashem put him into Rabbi Akiva's class. Moshe couldn't understand anything the Talmidim was saying, and he felt very bad about this. Then Rabbi Akiva made a reference to halacha Moshe Messina, and Moshe felt better. He asked Hashem, why are you giving the Torah through me, Moshe? Give it instead to Rabbi Akiva. Hashem said, that's something that I can't share with you, Moshe. Moshe asked to see Rabbi Akiva's reward. He was shown that Rabbi Akiva's flesh was being sold in the market, Rachman Latzan. Moshe asked, that's the reward for Torah? Hashem said, you have to be quiet. This is something that can't be shared with you. The reason for this can't be shared with you. So my Vaita Rava said, there are seven letters that require three tagim each. They are the letters of Shatnaz Gates. Rav Ashi said, I have seen the Sefer Torah of the expert Sefer Rav and saw that they have a stick going up at the top of a ches, as if to say that Hashem lives up above, and the leg of the hay does not touch the top. The reason for this is because we're taught that this world was created by Hashem with the letter hay, because by being open at the bottom, it symbolizes a person's free will. They would be careful to leave a space open over the leg to symbolize that a person who has strayed can always come back and do tshuva. By leaving that opening, you see he has another opening to come back and do tshuva. Remember, why we need a second entrance for the tshuva? Why can't he come back in the way he left on the bottom? Mar said this because it's difficult for a person to do tshuva in the same way that he strayed. Mar says that the hay has a crown on top because Hashem says if someone returns to tshuva, he receives a crown from Hashem. Remember, we're also taught that Olam Haba was created with the letter yud. Why is that so? Mar says because it symbolizes there are very few tzaddikim, very tiny letter yud, very few tzaddikim that are in Olam Haba. Why is the head of the letter yud bent down? Where it said it symbolizes the tzaddikim who walk with bowed heads, especially when they see the reward that others have gotten for their good deeds, they feel bad about what they could have done. Rabbi Yosef said, Rav taught two things regarding the Sefer Torah, and he's refuted from Brises. One thing he said is that a Sefer Torah that has two mistakes per column may be fixed, but it has three mistakes has to be buried. However, Brises says if it has three mistakes per column, it can be fixed, four it has to be buried. Brises says if there's a column without any mistakes, it saves the Sefer Torah, and the rest may then be fixed of its problems. Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel Bar Marsa, the name of Rav, said, that's only if most of the Sefer Torah is written properly. Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, if a column has three mistakes, it can be fixed, and then becomes a column that has no mistakes, and then it can save the rest of the Sefer Torah from all the mistakes, and therefore all the mistakes can be fixed. When Mar ends off, when we say that four mistakes may not be fixed, that's only if it's missing letters. If the mistakes are made of additional letters, it could be fixed. Rabbi Abba, Paskin this way in practice for his father-in-law.